Now, meanwhile, back here on Earth, a number of high-profile groups and corporations have been hacked recently. But the world of science isn't immune either. Journalist John Bohannon, who works for Science magazine, has found that fraudsters are now cyber-stealing the internet domain names of research journals and then setting up fake websites bearing a close resemblance to the real thing, which they're then using to extract money from well-meaning researchers. He told me how it works.
When you, a normal person, go on the internet and try and read an article, what happens is you type in, for example, nature.com into your browser. A request gets sent on the internet to a bunch of computers called domain name servers. And they do one simple job. They take that name, in this case nature.com, and they look up a string of numbers called the IP address. And once they find it, then they send your request to another computer, which is actually controlled by Nature, the journal. Every server on the internet has its own string of numbers. It's like an address, like a phone book. Once your request arrives at the server, it says, oh, hey, someone wants to read this article. It parses your request, and it sends you the correct web page, and that's what you see. And all that happens in the blink of an eye, and it usually works just fine. So here's the catch. If you forget to pay the bill for the registration of your domain, it happens about once a year, it's only about 10 quid, then there's a narrow window of opportunity where a criminal can slip in as long as they've been tracking you and they know that this little opportunity exists. They can actually snatch that domain right out from under you by buying it.
And when you say domain, that is the web address of the journal that you think you're going to get the paper that you want to read. And in fact, someone has bought that from under the person who really legitimately owns it and hijacked it.
Yeah, exactly. And there's no way you could know because you just type in nature.com into your browser and it's going to show you something. And you have no idea that what might have happened is it went to some criminal's computer server. And what they've done is they've made a clone of the Nature website. Usually it's pretty harmless because people just want to read articles and it's no big deal. But if it's a scientist, for example, visiting an open access journal and wanting to publish there, they're going to give credit card information. They're going to send real money. They might give away their password to the real website.
Is there any evidence that criminals are exploiting the system in this way? They're saying to scientists, right, send money because we're going to publish your paper and this is what it costs, so you have to pay.
So this tip came in just this summer that this might be happening, and science put me on the case. And I looked systematically across 12,000 journals, and I found 24 whose web domains have been snatched. And of those, two of them have clone journals. So I know of two cases right now where hijackers have opened up for business, and they're actually making money. Here's what I find truly insane. In one case, there's a journal completely fake. They snatch the domain and hijack the journal, and they've opened for business. And for $150, you can get your research published in this journal. And it actually does appear online. There are like dozens of articles from scientists all over the world on all kinds of topics that are now published there. And so you might ask yourself, well, why bother? The sad thing is that it's beneficial for both parties. So the hijackers are getting easy money. They don't actually have to run a real journal. If you're running a real journal, you have to do what's called peer review, which means you need to chase down experts on this topic, get them to really read and criticize the article, find out if it's really up to snuff. They don't have to do any of that. But it's also beneficial for these scientists because now they've got a publication to their name in a journal, which in this case is indexed by Thomson Reuters through their big database called the Web of Science. It's really prestigious. And so, you know, it could very well be that everyone's benefiting except society, of course.
Surely the journals that are being hijacked have got something to say about this. They must know.
Yeah, and they're very troubled about it, but it's so hard legally to address this problem because the hijackers could be anywhere in the world. And the companies that do the domain registration, they're also all over the world, and they don't really have much leverage. You could launch a fraud case, for example, maybe in the country where the hijackers registered the domain. But they could just slip away long before that really gathered steam, and you'd be out a lot of money. Most journals are doing nothing, and the ones I talk to are just planning on sort of quietly switching to a new domain.
What would you like to see done about this, John, or what can we do about it?
Well, in general, journals need to clean up their act when it comes to websites. They're doing a pretty sloppy job. And for the public, the general take-home is if you visit a website, you might not necessarily be seeing what you think you're seeing. Someone else could be actually controlling that website.
Sobering stuff, isn't it? That was John Bohannon. And John also told me, for the purposes of researching that story, he actually hijacked a journal himself to see how easy it was. He says he became the proud purveyor of the Croatian Journal of Contemporary Art, and as if that wasn't bad enough, he adorned its new website with a video of Rick Astley. That's very contemporary, John.